This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Ches. The Mishnah discusses the tumah status of military equipment that's made of metal. The Mishnah says, Kasta Tamea. A soldier's metal helmet can become tameh. That's certainly considered a halacha kli. It has significance, has a clear, important function, and therefore that is makabel tumah. However, ulechayayim tahorim, metal cheek pieces, that a component of a helmet, which protect the soldier's cheeks, usually that would be attached to the helmet, but let's say it's not attached to the helmet, those are not makabel tumah. For they've shem levai, they're not referred to as just cheek pieces, but they're referred to as the lechayayim of a kasta. They're of something larger, so they don't have their own independent identities. They're not significant enough to be considered a kli unto themselves, so they would not be makabel tumah, unless they're attached to the helmet. However, the Mishnah says, im yesh behen beis kibul mayim tmei. If the cheek pieces had a container to hold water the soldier would drink from, then they would be makabel tumah. Because, as we've seen, as soon as you add a beis kibul, a container, that automatically elevates the item to kli status, and therefore it is makabel tumah. The Mishnah continues and says, Kol kalei ha-melchama tameim. We have various other examples of military equipment made of metal that would be makabel tumah. For instance, ha-kidon is a small spear, ha-nikon, a spear head. Ha-megofayin, leg guards made of metal. Ha-shiryon, a coat of mail. All of these tameim are makabel tumah, for they're each considered a kalim of significance unto themselves. Since they're classified as klei matachos, they are halachically metal utensils, they're makabel tumah, even if there's no container. The Mishnah says further, kol tachshite nashim tmeim. And any manner of women's jewelry, if it's made of metal, would be makabel tumah. For example, ir shel zav, a tiara called the city of gold that had a design of Yerushalayim in it, kotlios, or chokers, nizamim, earrings, metabos, or rings. Speaking of rings, the Mishnah mentions a specific case of a ring. The Mishnah says, "V'tabas, a ring is mekabel tumah bein sheyesh lachosim and bein she'ein lachosim, even if it has a stone signet. Even though stone is not mekabel tumah, wouldn't make a difference because the stone signet part is considered secondary. The main thing is the band. Therefore, since that's made of metal, it's mekabel tumah. Because when it comes to metal kalim, you don't need to have any kind of base kibul. There doesn't have to be a container." Or, Mishnah continues with the list of women's jewelry, nizmei ha'af, a nose ring, would be makabel tumah. The Mishnah says, as far as katla shechulia shelo shel matachos b'chut shel pishton o shel tzemer, if we have a choker that's made of metal beads that are threaded onto a linen or a woolen cord, nifsek achut, the cord snapped, and so the beads went in all directions, the halacha is hachulios tmeos. The individual metal beads are still makabel tumah, they could still become tameh, shekol achas ve'achas kli b'fnei atzma. For each bead is considered a kli unto itself, because of course it could be used to create a new necklace. The point is that the beads don't lose their kli status just because right now they're not actually threaded onto a cord and made into a necklace. The Mishnah considers another case. Let's say we have a necklace that consists of chut shel matachos, a metal chain, v'chulyol shel avonim tovus margolios v'shel schuchas, and beads made of either precious stones, pearls, or glass, and ishtabru ha'chulyos, the beads all broke, v'achut b'fnei atzbukayim, leaving just the metal chain intact, the Mishnah rules tameh. The metal chain continues to retain the status of a kli that is makabel tumah, because the chain by itself could be used as a necklace. The Mishnah then says, as far as shiore katla, let's say the chain itself broke, so now you have a chain of much less length. So here the Mishnah presents a dispute. First opinion says, kimelot tzaver katan, as long as there's enough chain left to put around the neck of a very young girl, it would still be considered a necklace, and therefore it would continue to be a makabel tumah. But if it got even shorter than that, it would no longer be makabel tumah. However, Rabbi Eliezer omer afilu tabas achas tmeah, even if only one bead remains on this remnant of a necklace, it will continue to be makabel tumah, shekein tolim mitzavar, because sometimes people will take just one single bead and wear that as a kind of pendant. So you could take this one remaining section of the necklace, this one single bead, and turn it into a necklace, meaning hang it from the neck as a pendant. Therefore, it still has halachic significance. It is mekabel tumah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.